Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 446 for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was steady to mostly lower on Tuesday, with the most active months down as the futures corrected after yesterday's sharp gains. Canola was up a dollar to down $7.90, the November contract down $2.90 at $512.60 per ton. The nearby July contract saw the biggest losses as speculators were liquidating positions in the front month. Farmer selling was also behind some weakness today, with reports of cash bids over $11 per bushel encouraging some sales. However, the new crop months did lag to the downside as the hot and dry weather conditions across Western Canada remain a major supportive influence in canola. The nearby technical bias has also shifted higher. That makes any losses a good buying opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity for the third day in a row, moving lower in two-sided commercial activity. In the U.S., wheat and corn are both higher, while soybeans ended narrowly mixed. Soybeans are up a penny to down 3 cents, the November contract 1 cent higher at $9.60 per bushel. After jumping sharply yesterday, soybeans were due for some consolidation. From a technical standpoint, declining demand for soy meal did put pressure on beans, as the recent run-up in meal prices was causing some buyers to back away. A slight decline in the weekly crop ratings for the U.S. soybean crop provided support on the other side. Roughly 10%, or over 8 million acres of the intended U.S. soybean area, is also still unplanted, and ideas are that some of that area will never be planted. Corn futures, they're up 4 to 8 cents, the September contract up 8 at $3.72 per bushel, with declining crop ratings providing support. The U.S. corn crop was rated 71% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. That's down 2 percentage points from last week. Spillover from the larger gains in wheat was also supportive. Wheat was 10 to 22 cents higher, the September contract in Chicago up 22 at $5.28 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest continues to run behind due to excessive moisture. Crop ratings were also down for U.S. winter wheat on the week. Weather concerns in other parts of the world, including the dryness in Canada, were also supportive, but U.S. spring wheat ratings did see a modest improvement, while world supplies do remain more than sufficient to meet demand for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.